Reading for December 7th, entitled, Where is Your Treasure? Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. John chapter 14, verses 1 and 2. How precious is the knowledge that we have a faithful friend, one who will impart to us a noble, elevated character that will fit us for the companionship of the heavenly angels in the courts above. His guardianship is over all his children. They have a peace that the world can neither give nor take away. The loss of earthly treasures does not make them hopeless or homeless. Christ beholds the world full of activity and seeking for earthly treasures. He sees many eagerly trying first one thing and then another in their efforts to obtain the coveted earthly treasure, which they think will satisfy their selfish greed, while in their eager pursuit, they pass by the only path that leads to the true riches. As one having authority, Christ speaks to such ones, inviting them to follow him. He offers to lead them to the riches that are as enduring as eternity. He points them to the narrow path of self-denial and sacrifice. Those who press on in this path, surmounting every obstacle, will reach the land of glory. In lifting the cross, they find that the cross lifts them, and they will at last gain the imperishable treasure. Many think to find security in earthly riches, but Christ seeks to remove from their eye the mote that obscures the vision, and thus enable them to behold the far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. They are mistaking phantoms for realities, and have lost sight of the glories of the eternal world. Christ calls upon them to extend their view beyond the present and add eternity to their vision. There is no place on earth where treasure is secure from loss, but there is a city that has foundations, whose builder and whose maker is God. Christ seeks to draw the attention away from unwise investments and perishable riches, warning men to lay up their treasures in heaven. Those who have lavished their affection on earthly treasures without regard to the heavenly riches will soon receive their reward. They will lose the earthly treasures to obtain that for which they have sold their souls to Satan. Will those who have not yet fully yielded themselves to the great rebel now come over to the Lord's side? Will they, before it is everlastingly too late, leave the works of wickedness and stand under the blood-stained banner of Prince Emmanuel? Taken from Letter 264, dated December 7, 1903, to a businessman of some means, pages 1 through 8.